Well, to Turkey now, political parties have announced their candidates for the upcoming general elections. They now have 7 presidential candidates to choose from, 1 from the ruling party and 6 others from the opposition. Our correspondent in Istanbul, Rashan Saklam, reports.
Turkey's main opposition party, the Republican People's Party, CHP, has announced its presidential candidate for the snap elections in June. The candidate Muharrem İnce, who has been an MP since 2002, is a fiery critic of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. In his first appearance following his candidacy, İnce removed his CHP party pin as he said he would be an impartial president.
I will be the president for everyone, Turkey's 80 million citizens, for members of the AKP, the MHP, and all other factions. Our future is slipping away from our hands. They are destroying our joy of life. They are stealing not only our future, but our children's too. It is our job to show them the way out.
Turkey's pro-Kurdish opposition party, the People's Democratic Party, nominated its former leader, Salahaddin Demirtas, who is currently in jail for the election. This is while Turkish Premier Bin Ali Yildirim and MHP leader Devlet Bahçeli presented Erdogan's candidacy to the Supreme Elections Committee. Turkish people now have 7 candidates to choose from on June 24th.
Erdogan and Bahçeli are leading Turkey to an early coup. The decision to hold early elections was wrong from the start. Turkey has security and economic problems now.
Now leaders of the EE and Felicity parties have started gathering signatures because, according to the law, a presidential candidate must either have the support of 20 lawmakers or 100,000 signatures from the electorate. Analysts say Erdogan has a higher chance of winning the elections than other candidates. However, in Turkey, nothing can be predicted and things may change at the last minute. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.